Recently I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I was asked to see a fellow who had MS, multiple sclerosis, and he had a very advanced illness. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to see him. And I went over to see him, and he was living in a small house, kind of a shack, and he had stiffened across, tied with ropes on the walls and the ceiling so he could pull himself across because he didn't have use of the lower part of his body. And it's quite an advanced case. And he was squatting on the toilet, and I came in and sat down in the bathtub, side of the bathtub. And I was about to look up at him, and I became aware of my predicament, of the place where I was attached inside. You get so that you start to notice who you're busy thinking you are from moment to moment. And who I thought I was somebody that was about to do good. You know what that feels like? You know that feeling where you're just about to do good for somebody? It's a very subtle trap because it feels appropriate. I mean, everybody says you do good. Nice person, does good. And I was just about to do good. It's like an insidious thing, by the way. I mean, it feels wonderful, but it's insidious. And I looked up to do good. And I looked into his eyes. And when I looked into his eyes, there was nobody there with MS. There was just another being looking at me. And the purity and clarity of his look and his non-identification with his MS immediately liberated me from my righteousness. And I came up, and we hugged, and we kissed, and then we spent an hour talking about the ecstasy, about the awe and the beauty of the nature of forms in the universe, including MS, including death, and including all of it. We're just in ecstasy, just two souls colliding in the universe. And when I left, I thought, well, who helped whom? You know, I came in, and I was trapped in righteousness, and he liberated me by the clarity of his own consciousness. And that's what we do for each other when we're at our clearest. We create an environment where another person can come up for air if they're ready. We never force another person to come up for air because we don't have any moral right to do that. You can't take away another person's suffering. Because you can create an environment where if they want to let it go, there's nothing in your head that'll keep them stuck in it.